Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are tuning in with us here on AM 1590 KVTA, the brighter side of the 805. And I hope that you listened to my 6 o'clock show. Our guests today are going to be Michael Groff, the president and CEO of Toyota Financial Services. And they've got a scholarship recipient, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that and with them and amazing great things that they're doing out there. Also joining me today is Mo Collins and Dr. Jonathan Trent to talk about the Life Raft Group, a leading GIST advocacy and organization. And then also we're going to be talking with Deborah Ness, the president of National Partnership for Women and Families, about bad medicine. And, you know, there's just so many things that we can really do to make a difference in this world. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, if you miss any part of our show, you can always listen on KimPaganoShow.com or iTunes. Download them there so that you can listen to what we're talking about here. Again, become one of our friends on Facebook. And I'm so excited that you have made a choice to tune in to the Kim Pagano Show. And again, stay with us. We've got some great interviews.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. We talk about the brighter side right here in the 805. And I've got Mo Collins, and Mo Collins is a survivor and also comedian, actress, and then also Dr. John and Trent, professional of medicine at the University of Miami. And we're talking about GIST. If anybody maybe doesn't know what that is, it's gas. Can you actually help me, Dr. Jonathan Trent?
Yeah, it's a gastrointestinal stromal tumor. That's
okay.
Quite a mouthful.
Yes,
so
it
we
is.
Say
Thank
the
you
acronym.
So much. I like that.
GIST.
Okay, I like that. So how... You know, how rare is this? And if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go back over to Mo. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
You're welcome. So I'm a medical oncologist, and I'm a member of our sarcoma center at the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. I'm part of a team including an expert pathologist, radiologist, surgeon, radiation therapist, nurses, pharmacists, who all specialize in a rare type of cancer called sarcoma. There's only around 15,000 patients diagnosed with a sarcoma each year. To make it more complicated, there's about 50 different types. One of the more common types is GIST, or gastrointestinal stromal tumor, and there may be 3,000 to 5,000 cases per year in the U.S. compared to all of the other cancers, which are called carcinomas, and there's over 1 million of those, including breast carcinoma, lung carcinoma, et cetera. So it's very rare and is often treated at a specialty center such as ours in Miami.
Now, are there symptoms, if I might ask?
Yeah, there are a number of symptoms that a patient may develop. Unfortunately, the symptoms are often vague and nonspecific. For instance, a patient may, when eating a meal, may get full early, may notice a fullness in the abdomen, may notice a little bit of fatigue, may in fact be anemic, may develop a change in bowel pattern. And so all of these are nonspecific and could result in the diagnosis of a number of more common health issues, such as an ulcer or even a more common cancer, such as colon cancer. It's not in the forefront of people's mind to think that these symptoms could lead to a GIST. And so with the Life Raft Group and Bayer Healthcare, and institutions such as the University of Miami in Florida, we are one of the sites hosting just Awareness Day to raise awareness for patients and also providers about this rare entity. And Mo Collins has also been a very strong advocate for awareness about this disease.
Wow. And you know what? And I love that we always do so much work on awareness because, like you said, it's just something that really probably could go undetected. You would think it would be any of the number of things that you mentioned. And so how do we move forward to know that it, you know, I mean, without being, you know, I'm one of those people that you want to take it serious, but I'm not an alarmist, I guess you would say.
Yeah, I would say if you get a symptom that's abnormal and it doesn't resolve, like persistent abdominal pain or persistent fatigue that keeps getting worse, then you should initially seek care through your primary care physician. And chances are it's a more common entity, such as hypothyroidism or a gastric ulcer or something like that. But if you do not get the symptoms resolved and you do not get a diagnosis, that's when people really need to be aware that it could be something rare, and they have to really push their care providers to make a diagnosis. And if they can't, refer them to a specialty center where specialists who deal with rare diseases like myself can get involved in their health care.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I know we talk about a number of things here. We talk about anything that can add value to our lives, and we talk about the brighter side. This is really the brighter side. We have Mo Collins with us, too. And Mo, obviously, you know, thank God you're here to tell us and kind of share with us more awareness. But can you talk to us a little bit about your journey?
Sure. I'm one of the people, I had no symptoms. I was a healthy 44-year-old at the time in 2011, and, you know, things were going along quite fantastically. I just met the love of my life, and lo and behold, I felt a lump in my abdomen. So we knew that there was something, you know, so that's how we got to mine as quickly as we did, just because I literally felt it in my belly. So,
really? Fairly thin?
I'm thin, and that was a big part of it, because mm-hmm. I was thin enough that I was laying there and I could grab this thing, but I literally thought that I just hadn't, you know, chewed up my hamburger or something. I really didn't think anything of it. So it was quite a surprise to find out that it
yeah.
was cancer.
And Mo and also Dr. Trent, how long did it take you to go into the doctors, to be diagnosed, and what were your treatments?
I went in, as soon as I felt the lump, I made the appointment to go in and have it checked. And because it literally was something there, we knew that. It wasn't me saying, I feel full, you know, my bowel movements have changed. It wasn't that stuff. So I didn't have to meander through the possible misdiagnosis of things like it's an ulcer or you're anemic, stuff like that. We knew something was there because we were feeling it. So I went straight to scan, which was obviously we see something in there, and then you go to the biopsy, and the process begins. And for me, that was taking a pill which shrank my tumor to get it to the point 9 months later where they were able to cut it out. And we also found my tumor before it had gotten to a metastasized. You know,
thank God. Now, is this something that is hereditary? Anybody in your family?
No, it's that's the crazy thing about this cancer too, is it does not connect itself to things like smoking or diet or family genetics. It doesn't. It'll take hold of anybody. So
wow, Dr. Trent, what are the symptoms? I know you said that there aren't a lot, but what is the treatment when you're going through? You said you had to take a pill. What are the symptoms? Is it like radiation? Is it like chemo?
Yeah, so when a patient has a primary tumor like Mo that is confined to the original organ then generally the mainstay of therapy historically has been surgery alone. However, 50% of the time, the gist comes back, and this can be devastating and life-threatening. So our goal is to prevent the gist from coming back, and we have been able to do that in many patients successfully by using a medication called imatinib after surgery, sometimes before surgery and after surgery, in order to eradicate any cells that are left behind after surgery. And this is a targeted therapy. This pill, imatinib, was designed to attack proteins on or in tumor cells specifically. And these proteins are proteins that the tumor depends on to grow, depends on for its livelihood. And so this medication, imatinib, finds its way through your bloodstream to the tumor cell. It binds to this protein called KIT, K-I-T, and it turns it off, just like turning off a light switch. The tumor cells not only quit growing, but the tumor starts dying. And this works successfully in over 80% of patients. So it has been really a remarkable breakthrough, not only for GIST patients, but for patients with other types of sarcomas and other types of cancer. It's been really a major breakthrough.
Okay. Wow. Very, very interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, we're talking with Mo Collins. You know, I just want to congratulate you and also self-awareness. We talk about that. You really saw it, felt it, and acted on it. And to commend you on that. Dr. Trent, your research and your awareness for today's event is thankful because, you know, it just seems like we just keep hearing of different kinds of cancers, and it's scary. It's very scary. And so how do we move forward if we have anything that maybe is not diagnosed, any of my listeners right now, or they just want to find out more information or, you know, just to educate themselves?
Well, so you can get information from the Life Raft Group at liferaftgroup.org. You can get information about GIST Awareness Day at justawarenessday.org, which is this Sunday, July 13th.
Okay.
Or our institution, since we have a specialty sarcoma center, has information on GIST at sylvester.org. And I didn't mean to interrupt Mo. Maybe she also add.
What I wanted to say about that is a lot of people get very frustrated. They'll have symptoms and things, and doctors will say, okay, try this for a while. But if symptoms continue, this is where we do have to take charge of our own health and really seek answers because, a lot of people with GIST, it took a long time to get to the diagnosis. But if you are aware of this disease, that's a good start. You know, you can say to your doctor, you know, what you've told me to do about these belly aches I'm having, not working. Can we consider GIST? Should we look into it? You know,
I wanted to find out if it goes undiagnosed, what then?
Not good stuff.
Well, if there's delays in diagnosis or if it goes undiagnosed, it can change a potentially curable situation to a more serious life-threatening situation. So I would, I would not, if you have a symptom like anemia that has not been diagnosed or somebody is having something serious like blood in their stool, you don't want to delay getting that medically evaluated.
Okay. And now, is there a certain doctor that you would go to, or would you just go to your general doctor?
Well, I think, it starts with your primary care physician or your internist if you're having a GI-specific symptom, you might go to a GI specialist to begin with. There's a number of different ways that can happen, but eventually an expert pathologist needs to look at the specimen to make the diagnosis of GIST, a pathologist who's experienced in GIST, and you need to get plugged into one of the GIST specialty centers around the country.
Where are those located?
University of Miami, Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center is the one that I work at. And there's a number of other ones around the country in most major cities, including the Southern California area.
Wow.
I'd like to go to UCLA.
Oh, you are at UCLA?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're out here.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. I'm just reading some notes here. So as of July 13th, GIST Awareness Day for two meaningful reasons. First, July is National Sarcoma Awareness Month, right? And GIST is the most common form of sarcoma. And roughly 5,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with GIST every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 13 people each day, correct?
Yep. That's why we came up with July 13th to be GIST Awareness Day, because of the 13 that are diagnosed daily.
Wow. Wow. Well, I do think this is very valid, and I'm so glad that I'm able to share it. And thank you so much, both of you, for joining us here on my show. Can I ask you one thing? What would be the one tip that has really kept you strong, Mo, and that you would offer to other people?
Positivity. And I think it's important to know that, cancer, the language needs to change a bit. It's something that we can live with. You know, it's not always this death sentence. It doesn't have to be as scary as it's been made out to be. Cancer is something that you can work with and live with quite happily.
There you go. I love it. And you know what? That's what my show is all about, is pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. And it sounds like you've done that exactly.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta. That's what life's all about. We never know what cards are going to be thrown at us, right? So, I appreciate it. Mo Collins, thank you so much. And Dr. Trent, thank you.
Thanks for getting us on the show. Appreciate it.
You got it. All right. Thank you
thank
again.
You.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take
too.
A really quick break, and we will be right back. Thank you.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
All right, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, starting every day in a positive way. And today, I've got CEO Michael Groff coming on, and he is from Toyota Financial Services. And not only is everybody knows about that, but they're doing something that is amazing, which really is in line with my show, Road to Success in Achieving Their Future Goals and Dreams. And what they've done is they awarded 100 student scholarships to support them. So I'm really excited. I do want to remind you of our two shows, one in the morning from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3 right here on the brighter side of the 805. And let's welcome Michael Groff. Michael, are you there?
Kim, good morning. Thanks for having me. And also, we're happy to have two of our scholarship recipients with us this morning.
Oh, great.
To tell
are
you
they
about
on
their
with you?
They
very
are.
Good, very good. And, okay, so whom are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Jose Sanchez.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, how about you?
Okay, well, congratulations on your win.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and who else do we have with us?
Krista Goldman.
Christopher?
Krista Goldman.
Chris, okay. Chris, I, it's hard for me to hear both of you.
Kim, it's Crystal Gomez.
Crystal Gomez, thank you so much. Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm sure all my listeners are going to be excited to hear about this. How did you hear about this? How did you, you know, sign up and you know, what was your scholarship exactly for?
Jose, you want to take that one?
I'll start off. No
okay,
problem.
Perfect.
Actually, I've heard about this at the Boys and Girls Club. Boys and Girls Club of America.
Oh, great. I do a lot of supporting the Boys and Girls Club, and that is great to hear that. So let me ask you a question, okay? So what were you having trouble in school? Were you always an overachiever? Tell us kind of a little bit of a background about yourself.
Oh, that's kind of funny. But, yeah, I mean, I heard about the Boys and Girls Club when I was actually doing a sport. I was doing soccer, and we went there mm-hmm. to do our homework. And I met Maria Flores, the college fund coordinator, and she just bugged me to go. Because, I mean, she said she saw potential in me and tried to get me out of my shell. And, I mean, that's how I did it. And next thing you know, I'm tutoring there, and she's just like, you should do this scholarship. And I was just like, let's do
how
it.
How do I do it? Where do I sign up, right?
Yeah.
And I love that you talked about getting out of your shell because and somebody believed in you. That's what it's all about, and that's what I love, that, you know, Toyota actually did a challenge for you, correct?
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. It's,
yeah,
it's always well to get out of your shell. I mean,
that's
talk to people
great. And so how have you changed? How have you gotten out of your shell? One, by being on the Kim Pagano Show, right?
Oh, you know that. I'm on the radio, baby.
I know. A lot of people are afraid to be doing this, but I'm so glad to have you on with us. Crystal, let's hear a little bit from you.
Well, I heard about the scholarship through one of my English teachers.
Mm-hmm.
She always encouraged us to volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club. And I began as an eighth grader, so just going right out of middle school, it was very intimidating as well, but I got through it, and after that, I just did it for 5 years, and it's been great.
Oh, that's great. Did it take you out of your shell, too?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you both a question, because I have four children. They're all teenagers and college. They've, you know, a couple getting married now. But I realize, you know, parents try to push us, but I always say, gosh, you know, I think that other people can be your mentors and your peers, because sometimes we don't, not that we don't trust our parents, but it's, you know, you hear that old, you know, Scooby-Doo, like, wow, 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 right? You can't hear them anymore. And, you know, what is it that these teachers or these peers, what was it that took you and made you go to this next level?
For me, my teachers, they've always portrayed a positive image And I knew they were college educated, so I trusted them, and they made me feel like any question I asked wasn't ignorant or any of that, and they made me feel like I mattered to them. So when they told me about an opportunity like this, I knew they weren't like just trying to brag me and try to like get me to do something. I knew they were being honest with me, so I've always trusted them.
Wow, that's great. Michael, how about you?
Well, you know, Kim, first of all, we're very proud of our relationships that we have with charities all around the country, and but this one specifically with Boys and Girls Club is our largest relationship, and I've been a trustee for the Boys and Girls Club for the last 3 years, and I'm very proud of what we're doing. And our scholarship program, as you mentioned, we have given this year, this is our biggest year yet, 100 scholarships for $1 million.
Wow.
But since the program started, which was in 2007, we've given over 600 scholarships for $3.3 million. And it's not just about the money. It is as the
young people.
Oh,
I am getting chills right now thinking about it, because you know what? There's so many, and not to interrupt you, but there's so many parents that really can't do this for their children. They're trying to make a living on their own. And it's people like you and the Boys and Girls Club that are standing up to make a difference in our kids for tomorrow.
Well, that's absolutely right. And as you know, the cost of college is going up all the time. And so, again, the financial part is important. But as you're mentioning and the students are mentioning, it's not just the money, it's about support. And so we're also involved with Boys and Girls Club on a mentoring program. It's called Diplomas to Degrees. It's about helping high school students get ready for college, so do all the things that they need to do in terms of their grades and tests and other things that they have to do to get ready for college. And we have over 300 of our associates who work for us around the country who serve as mentors to young people, and so we're very proud of that.
Wow, I am really, it's a huge thing. I thank your company for doing this. And I think that, you know, one, I always am supporting the Boys and Girls Club because, you know, I actually was a single mom at one point and never knew this. And so it is hard when your parents are trying to make a living and there's no place for kids to go, so they come home to an empty house. Here, the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, they actually have, you know, like you both said, where you could go there and do your homework. And then you've taken one step further that Toyota has, you know, helped them to get to the next step in life. And that's really what it's all about. That's what my show is all about, is really achieving your goals, your dreams, and living your highest potential. And so can I talk to the students again? What are your goals? What are your dreams?
For me,
Crystal.
Okay. For me, it's graduating in 4 years, and after that, going to graduate school at the University of San Francisco and majoring at becoming a doctor of physical therapy.
Ah, that's great. Good for you. And how about?
About me?
Oh,
yes.
Jose,
thank you.
Oh, no problem. What I was about to say is I'm actually planning on going to Long Beach State and getting my kinesiology degree, and you're going to UCLA as a graduate school, and then maybe go to medical school. That's my goal, is become a physical therapist with a minor in business.
Wow, good for you. Now, let me ask both of you, Jose and Crystal, have you gone back to the schools that you started in and helped talk about this? This is something that I want to do, you know. When my kids, I just think that's what we need more of, is really sharing our goals, sharing our, you know, that other people can do it. I mean, we all have challenges in life, and it takes somebody of your own mentor, of your own age, that can say, wow, if he did it or she did it, I can do it.
No, yeah, I totally agree with you. I actually go back to my middle school, because at the site that we are at, the Boys and Girls Club, we have the middle school site and the high school site.
Oh, on campus, okay.
No, not on campus, but like it's right next to the school. It's like a block away from the school.
Okay.
So you can stay on campus, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I go back and I help tutor in math, any subject they need help on. I mean, do my best. You know, because when an adult helps you, yeah, like, but you're not really connecting with them. You know, if it's someone you're around your age and they're helping
right.
you out,
it's
you know.
Right, if it's a peer, you can kind of relate.
yeah, and they're more understanding, you know, and then that's what I think. I think just giving back, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you got to send example for everyone.
I love that you're doing that, because that's what this world needs more of. And Michael, do you agree with us? You know, I mean, you know, you have your company. That's what it takes. It takes, you know, it's almost like we're putting other people in place that are just going to keep passing it on and giving back.
Well, you know, look, we feel that way at Toyota. We really believe in the importance of what we're doing. That's why we do it. And again, it can't just be about the money. It's got to be about the personal touch. And I was raised in a family of seven kids, and my mom and dad said, you know, hard work and integrity and education was the key, and that's really what we're trying to do here.
I love that you said integrity. Like I said, I have four children. I used to always tell them, okay, and in fact, they're all, I have a 30, a 24-year-old, and then a 19 and 18, two sons and two older daughters. And I used to tell them integrity is the most important thing, and giving back, and really being a good person. Because, and they used to go, Mom, what does integrity mean? And, you know, it's funny now. I'm like, when nobody else is looking, you do the right thing. Because it's all about who you are inside. And I love what this whole company stands for. I would love to find out how I can become more involved with your group, too, because it is. It's all about really helping our future goals and dreams of our younger generation. So what now, can you tell us how long is this? I know that you said this year you did 100, right? 100
That's
students?
That's right. That's right.
And how long has this been going on for?
Since 2007, and we've done over 600 scholarships since then. But this is the biggest year at 100 and $1 million. So obviously, we're not only proud of what we're doing, we're seeing success in what we're doing, and that's encouraged us to do more. And I think sometimes, like the two students we have with us today, a lot of times they don't realize that they inspire adults. So it's what they do. It's their vision for the future that inspires us as people and certainly as a company to want to do more, and that's what we're trying to do.
I love it. I just was doing a motivational speaking at an Optimist Club, and they help a lot of the, you know, after school programs and stuff. And one of the things that we talked about is that we can learn from our children and our students, and it kind of becomes a full circle. You know, and I love that's really what you're representing here is a full circle is as we make it in our world, we can give back, and then hopefully they take it and they run with it, and then they help other people, and it just keeps exploding to be bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, we'd like to think so, and we know we can't solve everything, but we can solve some, and so that's what we're trying to do, and we've had success, and we're telling our story today because we want individuals and other companies to be encouraged to do these kinds of things and do more, and we do think it is about what you describe about all of us really helping to build our society and our country for the future.
I love it. Now, how could a student or a parent that's maybe listening right now be able to be involved in this?
So I think there's at least a couple different ways. So first of all, if they're interested in learning more about Boys and Girls Club of America, they can go to bgca.org, and they'll find out all about their programs. They have 4,000 clubs around the country, including Ventura, and they will be able to see not only the scholarship programs, but the mentoring and tutoring programs. If they want to know more about what Toyota Financial Services is doing, we have a website called tfsinthecommunity.com, and it'll tell them about all the things we're doing.
Where are you located right now?
We're at our headquarters, Torrance, California.
Oh, okay, so you're local. Okay, great.
Yes,
great.
Yes, we are.
Now, do you do any motivational segments for kids or for your employees? How do you get them motivated? How do you, you know, move your Toyota Financial Services?
Well, you know, that's a great question. You know,
Thank you. We started
at a very grassroots level many years ago. And so first of all, I would say you have to lead by example. And so we have asked our senior management team to get involved. I am a national trustee of Boys and Girls Club of America. And we felt like we couldn't just talk about it. We needed to make it part of our DNA, our culture. And what happens, Kim, is that you start to build momentum. Associates that work for you start to see what the company is doing, and they feel good about the company because of it. They feel good about themselves because of what they're doing it, and they start telling other associates that work for us and say, hey, we're doing this event. Why don't you come on down? We're going to be giving away some backpacks to high school kids. And you build momentum, and that's what we've done. We started very small years ago, and today it is part of our culture. It's part of who we think we are, and our associates are very proud of themselves, and they're proud of Toyota because of it.
I love it. Toyota really stands out in my mind because of this, and I thank you for doing that. It really, it does take, there's a lot of controversy in our world right now, but yet when you can bring through all the positive and amazing things to make, one, you know, our students' life easier, but not only that, it's really getting them set up for, you know, their future. And that's what this is all about. Michael Groff, I really appreciate you being a guest on my show. I'm really excited. I want to have everybody tune in. What is the website that they can find out more about this?
So for Boys and Girls Club of America, bgca.org, and for Toyota Financial Services, tfsinthecommunity.com.
Okay, great. And when is it that people would have to get involved in this so that they could be a part of this? Is there a time of year or, you know, is there expectations? What is it?
There is, and it's all spelled out on the website. It'll tell them what the process is, how to fill out applications and essays and so forth, and if they go to the website, it'll give them all the detail they need about how they go about getting involved with this.
Great. Crystal and Jose, I want to congratulate you, but I want to always leave. This is kind of like my MO. Give us one tip that you are going to use through the rest of your life that you can share with my listeners and all the people that are listening right now, that even for you to kind of look back on your life of what's the one tip that really helped you?
For me,
Crystal, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. If you have a goal and you're seriously willing to do anything for it, people out there just like the Boys and Girls Club are going to help you no matter what. Just show that you're really dedicated.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I'm going to kind of just lead on that one. A goal. You have to be really clear on your goal. Were you really clear on your goal?
Yeah, I was.
Very good. Very good. I love that. And, Jose, how about you?
Honestly, the best thing you can do through anything in life is that if any obstacle or challenge comes about, always stay positive. Always know that there's always going to be someone there to help you, and it's never the end of the world. There's someone always there to help you. And, I mean, Boys and Girls Club is there for you, and also Toyota.
Wow, I love that. I love both of your inspirations. And, again, you know, something that I just want to kind of pass this on to both of you. Of course, I'm a mom, you know, that's just who I am. But my dad always taught me, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. And that's what life's about. And I'm so excited that you guys are winning and making your dreams come true. And, again, you know, that's what it's all about. Michael Groff, thank you so much. Toyota Financial Services, I'm going to look this up. I want to be a part of it. And, again, very exciting, you know, interview. Thank you so much.
Hey, Kim, thanks for having us today. We're really proud of what we're doing, and we appreciate you kind of spreading the good word. There is a lot of difficult news in our world today, but we want to remind people that it's not all bad. There's a lot of good things happening. There's a lot of hope for the future.
And that's really why I have my radio show. It's about the brighter side. And I would love, you know, I'd love to talk to you further about, you know, doing something on my show, because that's what it's all about. You are the brighter side.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, you know I always talk about anything that can add value to our lives and our everyday being. And today with me, Deborah Nass, President of National Partnership for Women and Families. And I'm really interested to talk about what she calls the new bad medicine. And let's bring Deborah on. And, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. Welcome, Deborah. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on, Kim.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself and what your passion is and who you are.
Okay, well, I lead an organization called the National Partnership for Women and Families. It's been around for 40 years. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that works to improve life for women and families. And we do that in the public policy arena, and we work on a whole range of issues, workplace issues, healthcare issues, the kinds of things that help women thrive and be economically secure and gain economic opportunity and the ability to care for themselves and their families.
Wow. And, so, and how long has this been, how long have you had this organization?
Well, the organization is about 43 years old, and I've been here for about 22 years now.
Really? And what was your passion to when you first began?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate growing up to have families who worked really hard, family members and parents especially, who worked very hard to help me go to school and get an education and do well in the world. And I thought I was really blessed to have a lot of opportunities to do that. And somewhere along the line, I just decided that I wanted to be able to work to make sure that those kinds of opportunities were available to others as well. And
wow,
it's such a privilege to work for an organization where, you know, every day you feel like your job is to try to make the world a little bit better for others who are struggling.
Well, I love that. You're so in line with what I do on my radio show. I'm also a hair therapist, and then I started a women's support group. And then I took it on the radio to just really look at the brighter side of life, because life does happen to us. And I've learned in my journeys and in my travels through my life to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and to keep going on. And that's kind of my message to all women and men. Men hear it a little bit different, but us women, we need that support of each other, and to know that we can take action and that we can strive and that we, you know, we have a support team. And so now, do you have children?
I have one daughter who now has three children of her own, so I'm also a very proud grandma.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great. So let me ask you, I know we're talking about bad medicine. What does that mean? What does bad medicine mean?
Well, it's very consistent with the theme of your show, because it's going to reflect the fact that we need to keep picking ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, and continuing the fight. Because what this report does is shine a light on the number of states, and it's more than half the states in this country, that have passed laws that allow politicians to impose their ideology on the way doctors practice when it comes to providing women with reproductive health services, particularly abortion services.
Mm.
And, you know, I wish this was not a fight we were still having in the 21st century, but here we are, and there are times when it feels like we're going backwards. And right now, we think it is particularly dangerous to think that politicians can pass laws that substitute their ideology for medical science and the ethical standards that doctors are supposed to practice by. And I'll give you some examples.
Please.
There are lots of states now that have passed laws that require doctors to perform certain procedures, like sonograms, whether or not they're medically necessary, whether or not a woman wants to have them. And in some cases, it's even worse because they force the doctor to not just do this procedure, but then they require the doctor to force the woman to look at the screen and listen to a description, even if she doesn't want to.
Wow, and you're absolutely right. We are in the 21st century. It's
right.
Like, I mean, we've risen and we've grown in so many ways, and yet at the same time, we can't vote for our own body.
It's really incredible, and it flies in the face of good medical care that's supposed to be doing what's in the best interests of your patients. It's just as egregious. There are all these states that have passed laws around what kind of information doctors have to give to their patients. And there are laws which require doctors to actually provide inaccurate information that's scientifically false. So things like abortion services are linked to breast cancer or higher risks of suicide, which are patently false and have no business being part of the discussion between a doctor and patient unless a patient asks a question. But these are forced scripts that doctors are required to deliver, even when it goes against good medical science, even when it goes against their ethical standards. Mm-hmm. And I do
want to just remind my listeners, if anybody's just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. I've got Deborah Ness on. She is president of the National Partnership for Women and Families. And let me ask you a question. So is there a targeted doctor that, you know, is it everywhere, 50 states? I mean, is there, you know, is this happening everywhere?
Well, there are 33 states that have tried to pass these kinds of laws. 29 of those states have various forms of these laws in effect. And I do think that women's health services have been singled out in particular as a political football. Very often, the debate around whether or not women should have access to abortion care, or whether or not they should have coverage for contraception, which should be debates we settled a long time ago. The medical community says these are basic parts of women's health care, but you have politicians who are trying to impose their ideology and reshape health care. And it's a very dangerous slippery slope because we're now seeing that it's happening in other areas. So there are actually states that are trying to pass laws, for example, where pediatricians are prohibited from asking whether or not there's a gun in the household because there are politicians who don't want them to talk about gun safety.
Mm. And now, isn't this a personal judgment? I don't know. And look at where we're going with everything, you know. What my question is how has this affected you in your own personal life?
Well, I feel very passionately that this is a private decision, what kinds of health care I get of any type, but particularly health care that has to do with my reproductive health system is a personal decision, and I believe it's a private decision, and I think every woman should have the right to that.
Correct, yeah. Now, let me ask you a little bit about your website. I'm not veering off, but what is it, I mean, how does this correlate with what you're talking about?
So it's a very easy place for people to go to get more information about what I'm talking about. In fact, you can go directly to the report. If you go to www.nationalpartnership.org/badmedicine, you'll get right to the report. Okay. Our website, again, is www.nationalpartnership.org, and just add the /badmedicine to get directly to our report. And you can sign a petition, you can find out what's happening in different states,
And I hope your listeners will tell other people about what's happening, because people should be able to trust their doctor and trust the medical care that they're getting and feel confident when they're talking to their doctor that their doctor's not reading some forced script but telling them what he believes is the best thing and doing what he believes is the best thing for you as his patient.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you a question. When you, you know, obviously you've had a child. I have four children. When you go there, you're kind of, you know, in, it's out of your knowledge, right? You want to go to somebody who you think is an expert in what they're doing. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Right, and so you walk in and say you need a test or say you need something different. Isn't it, if you wouldn't feel like that person was giving you the right information, would you go somewhere else?
Absolutely. I mean,
okay.
Who wants to go to a doctor that's not giving them accurate information? And that's why this is so scary, because states are actually forcing doctors to give inaccurate information. And that goes against the need for there to be a trusted relationship between doctors and patients.
Okay. And let me ask you, have you talked to any of the doctors that are providing that kind of information?
Yes, and in fact, all of the major medical societies are very exercised about this. They have opposed these kinds of laws. They see them as a slippery slope, as a very dangerous precedent. They do not think politicians are equipped to define medical practice. And I think whether you're talking about the American Medical Association, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the American Academy of Family Physicians, all of these major physician organizations oppose these laws. But politicians need to hear from women as well.
Right. Deborah, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in, we're talking with Deborah Ness. We're talking about, she is the president of the National Partnership for Women and Families. What are men saying about this? Are they getting the same bad medicine?
Well, as I said, you know, it seems that women's health care tends to be singled out for this kind of political interference much more so than any other kind of health care. And I think there are a lot of men who are horrified by this. They understand how important it is for their sisters, mothers, friends, spouses to get good medical care. And I think a lot of men also understand how outrageous it is for politicians to be interfering in medical practice, and they wouldn't want it done to them.
Correct.
So, as I said, it's a slippery slope.
Right. Deborah, what other things are you behind? I know, obviously, you know, this is just one of the things that you're passionate about, but what's on your agenda?
Well, in addition to these intrusive state laws, I think, as I said earlier, we care very much about women having access to contraception and being covered for that. And so we very much oppose the idea that bosses should be able to decide whether or not women have coverage for contraception. We think it's very important for all women to have access to the whole range of healthcare services they need. You know, before this new healthcare legislation, there were a lot of health plans that didn't even provide care for maternity care. And we think that it's important for women to have access to the full range of services that they need. We also think women need opportunities and need a level playing field in the workplace. That's why we fight for things like family and medical leave and paid sick days. So, for example, we believe that every worker should have the right to earn paid sick days. And right now, if you look especially at low-wage workers, about 80% of low-wage workers don't have a single day that they can take if they're sick. And that poses enormous challenges in terms of people being able to take care of themselves, take care of their children, get the preventive health care that they need. We also care a lot about pregnancy discrimination, and we're very concerned that there are many employers in this country that are not making just simple accommodations for pregnant women. You know, we know it's illegal to fire somebody just because they're pregnant, but employers are forcing women out of their jobs because they won't
grant them simple things like being able to carry a water bottle or take an extra restroom break. To us, that's unconscionable.
There's really people that there's really employees that won't do that?
Absolutely, and it's so prevalent that we actually have a law introduced in Congress to require employers to make those kinds of simple accommodations.
Wow. Well, this is really interesting, and obviously you're very passionate about it. I thank you so much for sharing with us, Deborah, in regards to, you know, life. And, you know, there are things that we need to just really take a step forward and you know, use our best judgment in this. Where do we find out more about you and about how we can help?
Just go to our website. It's www.nationalpartnership.org. And if you want to get to the report, it's the same website, /badmedicine.
Very good. Deborah Ness, thank you so much for being on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Life is like a disco. No matter how often the music changes, just keep dancing. And with that, I hope that you have an amazing weekend, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.